We'll speak to Oliver McMullen, MLA from Sinn Féin. Oliver McMullen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. You tell us you have a sinister list in your hand.
I have indeed, Frank. I have just recently sent a Freedom of Information request to the Chief Constable to ask for the list and numbers of all legal held weapons that have been stolen in the Larne area from 2010 to 2016. This is on the back of another robbery in Larne a few weeks ago where weapons were stolen. Now, I have in my possession a list that I got off the police themselves and for 2006 to 2009. And at that time, we have a list here of 28 weapons stolen in the Larne area, ranging from revolvers right up to shotguns, rifles. We have one listed here. This is the police, a PSNI's own list of an AK-47, of a Glock pistol, and different mix of rifles and shotguns.
Would many people have a legally held AK-47?
Well, now, Frank, that's the question the PSNI has never answered me. It's one that I scratched my head on, too. These are all legal held weapons. They were all stolen over that period of time. I've asked the question, have they been... do we know if they've been used in any criminality? We haven't been answered that. Has any of them been recovered? We haven't been answered that. In fact, every time we asked any relevant question to it, we were told that it would cost too much on the Freedom of Information and you would have to pay to get the information you want.
It is worrying that that amount of weaponry would be in the hand, most likely, of gangsters.
Well, it was, and we were told unofficially, these are all stolen to order. Apparently, the criminals know exactly where to go to and what to steal. And this has been done quite regularly in this whole area, between the Larne and Carrickfergus area. And as I said, a few weeks ago, there's another break-in in Larne, and more weaponry was stolen. We don't know how much. There was never said publicly what was stolen. But we want to find this out. And I do think the police do have an onus here to tell us, has any of these weapons that were stolen been recovered, etc. Now, you know, this just doesn't cover Larne. I've got a list here at that time of weapons that were stolen in Ballymena and weapons that were stolen in Coleraine. So overall, we have quite a list here. In fact, for that period, we have a total of 48 weapons stolen.
Had you any particular reason for inquiring about areas that would be unionist-dominated? Did you make any inquiries about nationalist or republican areas?
No, because these are all happening in my area here within the within what they call the Hitch District of PSNA, what they cover. They cover from right through from Larne, right through through the whole way right into Coleraine. And it goes right through all areas from unionist, nationalist areas right into Coleraine. And
you get the impression, however, that, OK, legally held shotguns would be held by farmers the length and breadth of the land, but legally held revolvers, correct me if I'm wrong, but would a legally held revolver primarily be the property of someone connected to the security forces in some way?
Well, you see, if we're talking about the Glock pistol, some ranges, gun clubs would have Glock pistols. But Glock pistols were weaponry for personal protection weapons as well. We also have a Walther pistol here. We also have the old Webley revolvers here as well. And it's quite damning, the number of weapons that have been stolen. We have got no information on whether they've been recovered or whether they've been used in any criminality. The ballistics would tell us that if we really pushed it. But we also have an ongoing problem that these weapons are still being stolen.
And do you think the owners of the weapons aren't securing them properly, or is it simply down to the gangsters who are stealing them know that someone has a legally held weapon, targets their home when they're vulnerable or away or whatever, and makes off with it?
That's exactly that. Well, we've been told really off the record by that they're stolen to order. These people know where to go. We know the houses where to go, where they have the weapons. And some of these weapons have been secured, but they have been also, the cabinets have been taken away as well on the night. So the information is out there to the criminals as to where these weapons are. But I do think, again, we should know exactly how many. And there should be some sort of a task force set up here to look into this, because if those weapons are out there, it's not somebody stealing these just to have them. The criminals are getting them and they're selling them on. And that's what we've been told. They're selling them on to these criminal gangs.
And has ammunition been stolen as well?
Well, I would say so. There's no mention of ammunition here, Frank, but I would say most people who have a legal held weapon and a secured cabinet would have ammunition there with it as well. Now, they would take ammunition, they would take anything there that they would see with the weapon itself.
How many altogether, finally?
They altogether in the old Hitch district of the PSNI from 2000 January 2006 to the 30th of June 2009, 48.
48 weapons, that's a lot of hardware.
That's 12 Ballymena, 1 Ballymoney, 6 in Coleraine and 29 in Larne. And we still cannot get information from the PSNI when we ask questions on it. We're told it exceeds the figure of the Freedom of Information and it would cost X amount of money to get the information that we need.
Oliver, thank you for raising it. That's Oliver McMullen from Sinn Féin asking the question and getting the answer. 48 privately held weapons have been stolen since 2006. If you have a privately held legal weapon, obviously you should secure it and ensure that it is not going to be stolen, because the last thing you'd want would be for it to fall into the hands of some gangster or killer. So 48 stolen in the last 10 years. That's 48 weapons that may still be in circulation. But as indeed the politician was saying there, Oliver McMullen, he's not getting the answers on what's been recovered and what hasn't.